Joining us here today on K99 News is the Athens Superintendent, Andrea Sheridan. And Andrea, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Dave, for the opportunity to be on the show.
We've got a referendum process in place at the Athens School District. Can you tell me a little bit about where it started and where you're at right now?
Absolutely. So in 2020, the School District of Athens embarked upon a facilities study to take a look at all of our school buildings and sites at the time. What occurred in the spring of that year was COVID, and so the results that we received, we had to put on pause. And then in the next year and a half, we continued to offer the best educational opportunities we could for our students, and now we're in a place where we need to come back around to that facilities information, coupled with a community survey that we sent out to our constituents this past summer, has indicated a need in the School District of Athens to pursue both an operational referendum question and a capital referendum question on the November 8th general election ballot.
Okay, so the resolution has been passed. The board is moving forward with a referendum then.
That is correct. The board has approved two resolutions. If I could speak to the first one around operational, we have a need to exceed our revenue limit, and we're going to do this in a two-year process. We call it kind of a stair step. We want to respect and understand that it has the potential, if our voters approve it, to impact their taxes. So we like to, in a gradual process, get to an end result of exceeding our revenue cap by approximately $1.6 million. In year one, we'd be asking the voters to consider $900,000. And the reason for this is that we want to continue to retain our high-quality staff so that we can continue to provide high-quality academic program for all students at all of our schools. We've been very fortunate over the last several years to continue to enhance our student support services. This is school counseling. We are fortunate to offer school counseling services at all of our schools as well. We offer high-quality fine arts, athletics, and extracurricular programs, as well as technology. Leading into the 21st century, we need to make sure that our young learners are prepared, and that means technology devices for all students and staff. So to be able to do that, again, we're asking our voters to consider an operational referendum to exceed the revenue cap by $900,000 in year one and $770,000 in year two. So that would be a total of $1.6 million over a two-year period of time. That's question one. I'll go back to the facilities audit that was conducted in 2020 in conjunction with the survey results that we received from our community this summer. We do have an area of interest. We have deferred some maintenance projects over the past several years that we'd like to start to address. So the capital referendum question does include kind of five areas, if you will. One is we have an interest in replacing our current high school track. It's been inoperable since 2018. Mm-hmm. We also have a need to repair a retaining wall in that same area. We'd like to address and replace the playground at Athens Elementary School. Our charter school is in need of a generator and replacement of the roof. And then we're really looking to expand and enhance our career and technical education center in area. We see that we have a large sum of students who have an interest in taking classes in that area. We also want to become the pipeline into our industry. We want to support our local businesses and employers. And to be able to do that, we need to expand and enhance what we already offer in the CTE area. We also have a strong partnership with NTC. We offer our students dual credit, and we'd like to consider opportunities to continue to work closely with NTC and maybe try some new things if we had more space to expand. So sure. We have five capital kind of areas that we'd like to address, and that is all included in the capital referendum. And we're asking to the voters to consider approving $5.5 million to be able to accomplish those five different areas of deferred maintenance.
So it brings us here today. One could pass, both could pass, neither could pass. What are some of the things you've been doing, and where are you at in the community? Obviously, the vote is coming November 8th.
That's correct.
So I'm sure you've had some community meetings. Are there any still opportunities, or how can someone get more information if they need it from you?
Sure, Dave. That's a great question. We took the opportunity to communicate within our area in a variety of ways. We heard through community listening sessions this past summer that we have community members who appreciate our online presence. So we have information on our district website. And we also utilize our social media page as well, Facebook. And then we have individuals who are asking for written information. So we've also been sending mailings out into the community. We have banners and signs around town encouraging people to vote on November 8th. November 8th. We have been at township meetings, been guests to our township boards. And most recently, we have engaged in conversation at the local cafe in Athens. We had an informational meeting on October 24th, and we have another one on Wednesday, October 26th at Athens Elementary School at 5:30 p.m. in the evening.
So the next election, of course, Tuesday, November 8th, and those questions are on the ballot for any member of the Athens School District. And as a district, I guess your message is just make sure you have all the information you need to make a decision on the 8th.
Dave, that's correct. I'm very cognizant and I understand that asking our voters to consider two referendum questions becomes a personal ask. Everybody's situation is unique, and the best that we can do is offer the facts and the information so a voter can be informed and make a very informed decision on November 8th when they go to the polls.
Thanks for spending some time with us, telling us about the issues in the Athens School District. Andrea Sheridan here today, our superintendent of the Athens School District. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.